74 degrees and a few chances of rain in the forecast the next few days. Good afternoon. I'm Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Nashville reporter Estefany Rodriguez faces a threat of being sent back to her home country, Colombia. Rodriguez is with Nashville Noticias, a Spanish-language news outlet. She was detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement yesterday in a traffic stop while in a car with her husband, a U.S. citizen. Rodriguez entered the country legally in 2021 on a tourist visa. The Nashville Banner reports she was forced to flee Colombia and seek political asylum after receiving death threats because of her work as a journalist. She was told she was arrested because she is considered a flight risk for missing two meetings pertaining to her request for asylum. Her attorneys say Rodriguez has been carefully following the rules. Rodriguez has reported stories critical of ICE, and it's not known if her detainment is related. Today, she was being taken to an ICE processing center in Louisiana. Her attorneys are seeking an emergency hearing in federal court to determine if her detention is legal. Tennessee nonprofits who provide medical care and other vital services to uninsured and low-income folks are dealing with the reality of the ongoing immigration crackdown. Salome Health's CEO, Katie Richards, says most of their patients are immigrants. Many are undocumented.
We're definitely seeing it show up in the exam room. We're having conversations that have not been typical of what we have had to have. So people telling us they're going to choose to self-deport and us figuring out how to get them their medical records and how do we advise them on medication and things of that nature.
Meanwhile, Salome was hit with roughly $1 million in reduced grant funding due to federal cuts. On Wednesday's episode of This is Nashville, representatives from multiple safety net clinics say they're facing reduced federal funding. The cuts come as they're also treating more patients who have lost health coverage. Tonight we expect a low around 60 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. Tomorrow starts off sunny, later a chance of a thunderstorm. We expect a high in the low 80s, a good chance of showers Saturday, especially later in the day, a high in the upper 70s. More potential rain in the forecast on Sunday. We'll keep you posted.